Almighty God, help us to get along with those we come in contact with and to be in unity with everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. The reading today is taken from Psalm 133, verses 1 and 2. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. The title of the message today is Unity with Others. Achieving unity with others is one of the basic keys to successful living. God has created us in such a way that it is impossible to achieve anything worthwhile without teamwork and good relationships. Now, the kind of relationships I'm talking about is the unity that God mentioned in His Word. It is good and pleasant and harmonious. It enables us to experience the peace of God in our relationships with others, and the joy of the Lord, and the love of God. In other words, where there is unity, there is peace, there is joy, there is love. You see, when we come together in such a way, it is a celebration of life. As I said in the beginning, unity is one of the basic keys of living, successful living. Not so long ago, I was in London with my family to celebrate my father's 80th birthday. It was quite a big occasion with about 160 guests. Everything flowed well because of the unity between all who were present. Life is full of celebrations, birthdays, anniversaries, etc. And where there is a lack of unity on such occasions, there will be a lack of peace, joy, and love. Whatever you do in life, whether it's a business or making friends or meeting people on a daily basis, you need to be able to communicate in such a way to develop unity. How can you have a successful business if there is no unity? How can you have a successful friendship or marriage if there is no unity? There is a saying, united we stand, divided we fall. In Romans chapter 12, verse 18, it is written, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. As far as it depends on you, that means it is your responsibility to do all you can to get along with me, and it's my responsibility to do all that I can to get along with you. Before we can do this, we must have unity with God. To achieve unity with God, you need to be aware of the following 3 points. Point number one, reconciliation with God. Ever since that day when God came looking for Adam and Eve, and they hid themselves among the trees of the Garden of Eden, God has sought to find reconciliation with mankind. In Genesis 3, verse 8, we read, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. God finally achieved this goal of reconciliation with mankind by allowing the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, for our sins. Salvation has come, and man is thus able to have peace and unity with God. And to those of us who have received the grace of having been reconciled to God through Christ, it is our responsibility to bring others to know His peace and His unity. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, we read, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Once you have believed in Christ and received Him as your Lord and Savior, the next step in your spiritual growth is to get baptized. Point number two, baptism. Baptism signifies that the believer outwardly expresses to the world his or her inner faith in God by being submerged in water into the death of Christ and raised up out of the water in the resurrection of Christ. Romans 6, verse 3 to 5 tells us, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." The step of baptism enable the believer to activate the capacity of his or her faith in God. In other words, because baptism in itself is an act of faith, it allows the believer to begin productive works of faith. Unless your faith is productive, in as much as it's proactive, integrates and unifies, then it is of no use. You then will become a source of stagnation in your faith, as we can read in James chapter 1, verse 21 to 25. "Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." So just to recap, firstly, you need unity with God. This can only be achieved through reconciliation with Him. As we read in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And secondly, unity with God can only then be maintained by the believer taking the step of baptism. The Bible says, "Believe and be baptized." This is the order of the progression. First, belief, and then baptism. As we read in Mark chapter 16, verse 16, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." This leads me onto the third and final point, which says, stay productive by adding to your faith. In order to keep the peace and unity with others, you have seen It is necessary to have unity with God. This starts with your salvation, followed by the step of baptism. However, the challenge that we all face is to maintain productivity in our faith. You see, your faith should be an ongoing process. Therefore, you must seek to add to your faith. As we read in 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 8, and this says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God help you to keep unity with Him and with others, and may you digest and understand His word. God bless you, Pastor Philip."
Beyond the horizon is a place you can find a river of hope. It's big enough for everyone, and the water is cool beneath the sun. Not a fantasy, and a dream becomes reality. Come on and let me take you there, to where you will find the river of hope. The water is clear and deep. Regrets what you